The following program has been brought to you by Rolling Press, a family-run, eco-friendly printing company. For more information, visit rollingpress.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome back to another episode of Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, also known as the Food Healer. Thanks for tuning in. I've decided to dedicate the month of February to be Alternative Medicine and Remedy Month. So we're going to discuss all sorts of healing modalities that may be unusual or even unknown to you. They all work, and I've seen positive, even life changes for results from the guests I've invited on to participate. Today, I'm really excited to have on Yasui Reiki expert Karen Kruger, who's coming remotely to us from sunny California. Karen Kruger has been practicing Reiki for people and pets since 1997, when she was originally attuned to Reiki to help her horse. Since then, Karen has become certified in many types of healing modalities and is a certified equine body worker through Equinology and the Upledger Institute. Karen is a practitioner in quantum touch, craniosacral therapy for people and pets, Chinese energetic medicine, T-Touch for dogs and horses, as well as animal communication. Karen maintains two websites relating to Reiki for pets at ReikiGal.com and KrugerHorseTherapy.com. I'm really excited about this subject today, and I can't wait to get started. Welcome, Karen. How are you?
I'm great, Celia. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so excited that you're here. I'm absolutely thrilled to be sharing your knowledge with our listeners. Your work with Reiki's fascinated me ever since we met and started talking, and I love how animals react to it. So I'm hoping we can just dive in. What do you think?
Well, that sounds great to me, too. I'm excited to be here.
Yay! Okay, so Reiki is still really, really new to many people. So we're going to discuss it, how it works, and what it can do. So, Karen, here you go, girl. What is Reiki?
Well, Reiki is an ancient Japanese healing art. It was obviously originated in Japan in the early, in the late 1800s by Dr. Yasui. And then it migrated over to the United States. And it's actually in practice in many nurses use it in the hospital, and I think it was really used in people more and then has migrated into the pet world. And I think that's why it's a little bit foreign to many pet owners, because it's more used in the human aspect. So
yeah.
But many veterinarians are becoming more familiar with Reiki and how it helps animals, all sorts of animals. And being a Reiki practitioner, you can use it on any type of animal, whether it be dog, cat, bird, fish, horse.
It's amazing. And you've worked on, like, all different kinds of animals with Reiki, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it can be used, with any type of animal. It can even be used on situations. It can be used to heal any kind of anything, actually.
Truly amazing. And so when you get yourself ready to have a session, I guess is the right word, what do you do and how is it done?
Well, in order to practice Reiki, you need to have what they call an attunement. And mm-hmm. So you go to a Reiki master, and they attune you with symbols. And they teach the symbols to you. They're sacred symbols. So they're not supposed to be publicly shared, but they have been.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you become attuned to the different levels, level 1, level 2, and level 3, which is the master level,
mm-hmm.
Then you can pass attunements on to other people. But once you become attuned to Reiki, when you prepare yourself to give a Reiki session, many times you... practitioners will get themselves centered.
Mm-hmm.
I get myself to a neutral place, so I'm not interjecting any of my preconceived ideas or beliefs or anything relating to the animal or the situation. I get myself to a neutral place
mm-hmm.
and call on the symbols and just direct the Reiki energy to work in the highest good for that animal so that it achieves complete healing in whatever way it needs that healing.
So when you have an animal client, when you're going into, let's say, a new client, do you know necessarily what's going on? Do you need to know what's going on?
I don't. Sometimes it's they don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. They say, "I don't know what's wrong with my animal." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So once you start doing the animal the healing, that's when I actually became more in tune with the animal communication, because I would pick up messages
mm-hmm.
from the animal, either pictures or words, or I get these messages, and sometimes those messages will actually enlighten the owner. You know?
Oh, cool.
Like, say, a tooth issue. There might be something going on in the mouth, and there's a tooth that's causing a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can tell the owner that they should probably have the pet's teeth checked. And sure enough, there's going to be an abscess tooth going on that they weren't even aware of.
So when you're doing this, does this fascinate you as much as it does me?
I'm sorry.
Is this something when you're working on this, and when you're doing a session and you're getting all these readings and stuff? Is it as fascinating to you as it is to someone listening, or are you just so used to it at this point that it's, you know?
Well, let's put it this way: when I first started doing Reiki, I had no idea what it even was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what Reiki was. But my teacher kept encouraging me, and the more I did it, the more in tune I became, and I kept asking, show me that this is actually working, and sure enough, I would see almost immediate results. It was really, and yes, it was very fascinating. It still just blows me away sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I go, wow, I can't believe this stuff works.
So cool.
And I was not, I didn't come from a background of healers, or I didn't have any special story at all. I was a secretary, you know?
Funny. Funny. I kind of love that, you know, because Reiki is so unusual in this country. Like, people are definitely hearing about it, but for someone who didn't come from that kind of a background, or, you know, hippie commune or that kind of thing,
right,
to get
right.
into it is already pretty unusual, so...
Yeah, it was very, and what was really neat was when I started seeing the changes. I could see them, I could feel them, and then I would talk to other Reiki practitioners, and they'd say, yes, yes, that's it. That's what, you know, that's what it's all about. And the more you do it, the more in tune you become.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you give me an example of one of your favorite clients or one of your favorite stories?
Well, I do a lot of work over the phone,
mm-hmm.
and so I had a client in it was a horse rescue in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and the horse had been down for 9 days. They had to physically use a crane to lift the horse up.
Wow.
With a harness.
Ugh.
And they had to use their tractor with a harness to a sling to get the horse up and out into a pasture. And so I was basically their last resort.
Yeah.
And so I talked to her over the phone, and I worked with Judy, the horse, over the phone. And within 30 minutes, the horse actually stood up and took 3 steps.
Wow.
And it was pretty exciting. I was just thrilled when she told me that. And the next day she told me the horse was actually up and walking and grazing.
Wow.
And sent me pictures. Yeah, she said, I was never a believer in this stuff before, but now I am.
You must blow people's minds. I mean, especially on the phone calls. I mean, you and I have had a couple phone sessions. And, you know, at first it was like, all right, well, let's see. And then experiencing the changes firsthand, I mean, it's truly unbelievable. That
yeah.
even coming in from, like, you know, a skeptic's point of view, it doesn't really matter. And, like, we were discussing this earlier about the fact that animals don't recognize placebo. So
right.
if it did, you know, if it was something that was verbal, then you can understand it with a human. But the fact that the animals don't know what's going on, and you're getting improvement, which is...
Well, and the other thing is that a lot of times the owners are skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was another situation where the lady I was working on her horse, that she was an engineer, came from an engineering background, and I was working on her horse, telling her things that I was feeling and, you know, in changes in the body, and some of the pictures I was getting from the horse from training experiences and stuff. And I said, you know, it almost feels like she has scoliosis. And the owner said, I have scoliosis.
Oh, wow.
I said, wow, well, then maybe I need to work on you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just very quickly, I just did an energy, just sent some energy to her back using Reiki and other modalities that I have in my toolbox. And I didn't touch her. I was just standing next to her. And it only took about 2 minutes. And I said, so show me how you, because she said she could only turn to the right. So very limited mobility to the left. It was very, just a few inches to the left she could turn at the waist. I said, can you turn now? And she could turn all the way at the waist.
Holy cow.
Evenly, in both directions.
Wow.
She was still, for 2 hours, I was there for 2 hours, and she was still doing everything. She was twisting back and forth, going, I can't believe this.
I don't think I would have stopped either. I'd be like, check this out.
She's like, I don't know what you did for my horse, but I know what you did for me.
I love it.
So.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break, but we're going to come back in about a minute. We're talking to Karen Kruger, Reiki expert. It's a fascinating conversation. I can't wait for it to continue. So just hold on, and we'll be right back.
Today's program was brought to you by Rolling Press. Rolling Press is a family-run digital and offset print house that brings together eco-friendly methods, ethical practices, and personalized service. Using environmentally responsible papers, non-toxic inks, and wind power, Rolling Press represents the harmony of traditional craftsmanship and mindful sustainability. Rolling Press offers advice on reducing paper waste and energy consumption, helping you save money and minimize your carbon footprint. For more information, visit rollingpress.com.
Hey, so we're back. It's Animal Instinct. I'm here with Karen Kruger, and we're talking about Reiki for animals. Let's see. Where should we go now?
Well, you know, Celia, I just want people to know that anybody can do this. It doesn't take a special person to understand how to connect with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I really want people to understand, because we need more healers in this world.
Yeah, we do.
Especially the animals, so...
I absolutely agree with you, and I think that that's something, because Reiki is so foreign, I think a lot of people think of it as either really woo-woo or kind of like witchcrafty or something like that. But the fact that, you know, anyone can do this when they learn how to do it, hopefully will demystify it a little bit, you know?
Right, yeah, because Reiki, Reiki stands for universal energy, and it's just connecting with however you want to refer to it, God energy, source energy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not witchcraft at all.
Yeah. And I mean, and you're, you know, you're a normal person, you're a mom, you've got kids, you're married, you know, this is not someone who's running around in black robes and a pointy hat, you know.
Exactly.
So have you always had pets?
Yes, I was raised with them. Luckily, my parents were animal lovers, and I was raised with dogs and cats, and I've owned several dogs and cats over the years, and horses, chickens, fish, birds.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like my house.
I managed a pet store for 5 years.
So, wow.
Yeah, so very familiar with many different types of animals
and like at that point when you were doing like when you were managing the pet store and stuff, were you able to get any kind of communication from these animals or
no? Mm-mm. It was the farthest thing from my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I never even knew it existed.
Cool.
Isn't that silly?
I love it
yeah.
Because it's so, you know, it's things like this that can appear at any time in your life that actually work. And the fact that it just came to you this way and that you've been so successful with it, you know, it kind of gives me that nice, warm, fuzzy feeling of our big plan and what we're here to do. And I just think it's wonderful.
Exactly.
But what unbalances or illnesses can Reiki help?
Well, Reiki is, it's, Well, because it's a universal energy, it can be used for anything. Mm-hmm. And so imbalances in the body can be mind, spirit. And what I really like using the Reiki for is for rescue animals.
Mm-hmm.
That can be dogs, cats, horses, any kind of animal that's had any kind of trauma, mm-hmm. abuse, or any type of injury. Reiki can really help calm and just balance the energy and let the body or the mind release the traumas, mm-hmm. and be in the now, mm-hmm. in their new homes with their new with their new families, with being loved,
right?
And so it can really go a long way for balancing rescue animals.
And so,
and then as far as preoperative, postoperative surgeries, it can help with that.
Yeah. Wow. And so with the rescue animals, for example, because most of them do come with a fair amount of baggage, does it? It just kind of it removes the trauma so that they're not a blank slate at that point. They're just better, correct?
Exactly. It can help with being timid. It can help with aggression, mm-hmm. because a lot of times animals that are aggressive are really fearful.
Yeah.
And so by doing the Reiki, and you don't necessarily have to do it hands-on. You can do it hands, remotely across the room even. Mm-hmm. It can be all the way around the world. But if you have an animal that's fearful and doesn't want to be touched, that's perfectly fine. You can use something to use as a surrogate to direct the energy. So mm-hmm. you can use a crystal. You can use anything that you say, I designate this to be the body of whoever or the person or mm-hmm. animal, and just direct the energy to that, knowing that they're going to, you'll see the signs that they're getting the Reiki. They'll start to relax, they'll start to yawn, maybe start blinking very slowly. They'll show you when they're receiving the Reiki.
It's so cool.
Energy and sometimes it takes more than one. It could take several sessions,
mm-hmm.
but it can help with that type of trauma, emotional or physical trauma. Even with injuries, I've seen injuries just all of a sudden just be better. I mean, especially with animals, because they're so open to it. They don't have any preconceived ideas whether this is going to work or not work.
Yeah.
And, so injuries can resolve within, just a few hours.
Oh, tell us another story.
Well, okay, I'll tell you another one.
Yeah!
I was new to doing this long-distance stuff, and so we had moved to Colorado, and I had a friend back in California, and she called me and said her little dog was lame. She was limping, poor little PJ.
Mm.
And so she said, can you help her? And I said, well, I'll try. And so I just visualized that she was between my hands, mm-hmm. and I just did the energy on her as she was between my hands. And I said, so how is she now? And she said, well, she's still limping. And I said, okay, well, it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah.
And so a few hours go by, and she called me back, and she said, you won't believe it. I said, no, what? She said, well, I took PJ to the vet. I was sitting there holding her in my lap. I get into the vet's office. I put her down on the floor, and she's walking perfectly fine. I said, wow, that's great. She said, yeah, so whatever you did worked. I just had to tell you. I'm going, wow, that's great. So it took a few hours for it to make the transition, mm-hmm. but and since then I've learned that sometimes that you feel the energy shift, but you don't necessarily see it in the physical,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes there's a little bit of a delay in for it to manifest into the physical form,
mm-hmm.
and so she said she was fine after that. She was just thrilled.
That's so cool. So fascinated by this. It's like, I apologize for keep going, that's so cool, but it's absolutely amazing to me.
It is to me, too. I still get amazed by it. It's like, oh, my gosh, that's so amazing. My children even, they do it. We've had birds run into the, you know, wild birds run into the window.
Yeah.
And we'll pick them up and hold them in our hands and send them the Reiki energy. We don't necessarily know what's injured. We don't have to know what's injured.
Yeah.
It just goes to where it needs to go and fixes what it needs to fix. That's all. It's like prayer, you know. It just goes where it needs to go,
mm-hmm.
and we'll look out maybe an hour later, and the bird's gone.
Yeah, and that's a good point too. Is that this is not a religion, this is not a cult, this is not a, you
exactly.
know, a huge belief system. It is a form of healing.
Yeah.
Karen is not an MD, so you know it's. This is something that's been around for quite a while. What I've seen from it and what Karen's seen of it, it works. You know, but I think it's a good point to just to make the fact that this is not some bizarre cult where, you know, you're going to be wearing robes in 2 weeks either.
No, it's not a religion. And that's really important. My Reiki master who attuned me to be a master was actually Jewish. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's not, a particular religion, is, you know, so, and that's why I wanted to say, anybody can do this. You don't have to be, any special, you know, anybody. If you can think a thought and send an intention, you can do Reiki. It's just becoming attuned to it and becoming familiar with the symbols and just trusting it.
I think that's probably the hardest part for people because it seems so unusual for our normal process of thinking to be able to go, no, just trust it and just do it. But it is that way. And a lot of this stuff is, you know, energy work, that's what it is. And you know, you know it works when you see the results.
Yes, exactly. Because I'm sorry, I don't want to keep going on the stories.
Do.
Another one was when I was living out in a rural area, it was a real horse country. My neighbor called me and said that her horse, her baby horse, he's like a yearling, was injured, and we couldn't figure out what's wrong. He was in shock. He was laying, and all we could see was a hole in his chest. We didn't know what had happened.
Whoa.
So we called the vet. Of course, we were waiting for the vet to come. He said he couldn't take care of it out in the field. So I hurried up and hooked up my trailer, and we got him to the emergency hospital,
mm-hmm.
and he had impaled himself on a post. They said the hole went up all the way up to almost to the crest of his neck.
Mm.
It missed major organs and it missed arteries, which was just absolutely a miracle in itself.
Seriously.
But I would send Reiki to him every day. I would sit at my barn and I'd just send Reiki to him, and the doctors were amazed that he never developed an infection. And he healed faster than they ever thought he would heal. He was out of the hospital within, I think it was 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. He was out of the hospital. Yeah, it was amazing. I went to see him a couple of times, but I didn't do any Reiki while I was there because I didn't want anybody thinking that I was... What's she doing? She's just standing there with her hands on him, you know? So I just did all my Reiki for him long distance. And it was amazing. It was just so thrilling to see how he recovered. Yeah.
I love it. And I think that it's something else that's good to know. That is, you know, if you have a Reiki practitioner or, you know, if you call Karen or something like that, they're not going to be massaging your body necessarily. You know?
Exactly. It's not a massage at all. And now there are some massage therapists that do incorporate Reiki in their massage work,
mm-hmm.
but no, it's not a massage. It's not, it's just a form of energy healing. So, I love it. I just absolutely love it. The more I did it, the more I loved it, the more it energized me because,
mm-hmm.
When I saw the changes and how it was helping people and horses, and it was just, And dogs. Dogs, cats, everything.
Do you have people, like competition people, that contact you to for help winning?
Yes, I do. And I don't know about winning, but wanting their horses to be in really good condition, mm-hmm. both mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. It's like they want their horses to feel good about going to the show and feeling good about getting on the trailer. And so I will do, I have done Reiki on a competition with horses, actually. You know, our friend Lisa mm-hmm. called me one time, and she was at a horse show. And the horse and rider, and it was just kind of a funky situation. And she said, "Is there anything you can do?" And I said, "Yes, I'll go ahead and I'll Reiki the whole thing, you know, the mm-hmm. situation and everything." She called me back about an hour later. She says, "Oh my God, I couldn't believe what just happened." They went in and they won the class.
Yay!
It was just it was crazy. And so that's what I mean. You can use it on anything.
Yep.
Situations, relationships, people, horses, everything.
But it's also, as you said in the opening, that it's all for the highest good. So can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. That's a really important point, is that as Reiki healer practitioners, any type of healing practitioner, you always want to work in the highest good. So if you're a practitioner and you're sending Reiki and you don't think the person's getting any better, or the horse or the dog or the cat, they don't seem to be making any improvements, it's not because you didn't do it right, or
okay.
I didn't do it right, or I didn't do it long enough or strong enough or good
yeah.
enough. It's sometimes that's all, it's working in the highest good. Maybe the person is learning a lesson from the situation with the dog,
mm-hmm.
or the dog has a certain illness, and it's to benefit. It is for the highest good, even
yeah.
though it may not look like it. It so we're not always there to fix things. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So we always want to say this is for the highest good. And it's not to manipulate, it's not to change anyone's free will and free choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I explained that well enough, but that's what the highest good is.
Well, I feel like it's kind of, I mean, this is going to be a really vague comparison, but it's kind of like you can't give someone a potion to fall in love. However, you can give someone the ability to remove all that baggage so that they're open and able to fall in love on their own.
Absolutely. That's it.
Ooh, that was pretty good. Yay for me.
Yes, that was very good.
Thank you.
So it's always working in that realm.
Mm-hmm. And you work with people as well.
Absolutely.
Yep, and I've had a couple sessions with you that have just been, I mean, amazing enough to me that you're on the show. So I think that I think what Karen does is absolutely miraculous. I think it is truly amazing. I came in as a skeptic because I'm always a little skeptical when I start new stuff, and there was no need to be. And in fact, the more that Karen and I worked together, the more my mind was completely blown and has totally sold me on this modality. Even the fact, I think what really blew my mind are the phone calls, because I figured if I had to work with Karen, I'd have to get on a plane and fly out to California. And it's like, no, just call me. It's like, really?
Well, and people want to know, well, how does that work? Well, it's like radio waves, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a transmission, and you transmit, and I'm the transmitter and you're the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be, it's like transcends time and space, I guess you might say. It's like, it's I don't know how to explain it
mm-hmm.
in really good terms, but it's like a radio signal.
Mm-hmm.
It goes across the airwaves.
Then
right?
It works. I mean, without a question, this stuff works. I know it sounds woo-woo. I know it sounds like, ooh, it's burn sage and candles and things, which I'm all for. However, this stuff really, truly does work. So we're almost out of time, I hate to say. Karen, thank you so much for taking the time and talking to us all.
Well, Celia, it was great. I really appreciate you having me here and talking with me. This is awesome.
Oh, I've had a blast. And can you tell us all the ways that people can get in touch with you in case they've got questions or want some Reiki for themselves or their pets?
Yeah, well, my two websites, ReikiGal.com. It's ReikiGal.com. And then my other website is KrugerHorseTherapy.com, and Kruger is spelled K-R-U-E-G-E-R, HorseTherapy.com. And I have contact forms on both those websites where people can contact me. I have a multitude of testimonials from different people.
Mm-hmm. Including me. But my mind's on the radio. I haven't written one down yet.
So that's how people can get a hold of me. But I have clients all over the country, across the country, around the world. So it's only a phone call away or an email away, you know?
Awesome. Awesome. And if you'd like to reach me, if you have any questions as well, you can always send them to me at foodhealer@gmail.com. You can check out my website at foodhealer.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. You can find me pretty much everywhere. If you send me any questions for Karen, I'll be more than glad to send them on. However, you might want to contact her directly because I don't want to get involved in anything personal or anything like that. So thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, we're going to be doing more alternative remedies. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher. Thank you so much. Karen, thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.